Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to talk about our bestie, Mr. Boris Johnson, former esteemed Prime Minister of the United Kingdom and a good little globalist servant. We're going to talk about Boris Johnson. And don't forget, we have our shop now open, so if you haven't already visited the David Vance shop, click the link below and it'll take you there. Check out the goodies on sale, all with a special discount off for all of you good people. Boris Johnson, what an absolute globalist clown. Now, I reckon that some people try to say there's a good side for Boris Johnson. You know, he wasn't that bad. He could have been worse. Well, I'm not convinced. He could have locked us down harder, probably. He could have done that, yes. But in every other regard, he has been catastrophic. And you may have seen that he rocked up to Davos last week. Why was he there? Who was he representing? What discussions was he having? Who authorized him to be there? The United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wasn't there, but Boris Johnson was there. What was Boris Johnson talking to Klaus Schwab and the gang about? And again, my repeated point, Who empowered him to be there? Whose bidding is Boris Johnson doing? And then roll forward 24 hours later. Where does he pop up? Yes, he's back in Kyiv, to meet up with his bestie, the crook Zelensky. And he's in to see. So again, but he's just an MP. He doesn't have a government job. So this is my whole question. Boris Johnson, one minute he's in Davos with Klaus Schwab. The next minute he's in Ukraine with Zelensky. This guy is a complete globalist operator. This guy is not what he pretended himself. Whenever, back in 2019, when he was pretending himself to be this neo-Churchillian Brexiteer, that was just an act. That was just an act. Then I believe in March 2020, I think it was, when he took COVID and was so seriously ill, I think that was an act. And then as we went through lockdown, because of the chaos that just naturally surrounds Johnson, it eventually took him out. As you know, in the summer, last summer, his position had become untenable. Now, yes, I know the Conservatives put in someone in the form of Rishi Sunak, who's another globalist puppet. Yes, I get that. And in many regards, he could be worse. I accept that as well. But that doesn't absolve Boris Johnson either. Let's be honest about it. Boris Johnson, was very happy to strong arm the UK into lockdown and more lockdowns and into furloughs and into the jabs. And there was an attempt to introduce vaccine mandates. And yes, there was a lot of bullying by the Johnson administration. But then it came crashing down. But the weird thing is, he keeps going. So even though he resigned in shame, like let's call it out for what it is. He resigned in shame. But here he is in Davos. Here he is in Kyiv. I mean, again, question. Whose mission is he carrying out? A lot of people have said that the connection between Johnson and Zelensky is that Johnson's been selected by the West to be the guy who puts the steel in Zelensky's spine. So anytime Zelensky was wobbling and thinking, well, maybe we need to get some sort of a truce, some sort of a ceasefire, Johnson sent over there to give him the Churchillian, "We will never surrender" speech. And I think there's mileage in that argument. I think Johnson equals NATO telling Zelensky to hold his ground and not to retreat in any way. So I think that's a designated role with Johnson and Zelensky. So he's a middleman for NATO, an enforcer for NATO as well, you might say. But then when it comes to the World Economic Forum, you really got to ask yourself some big questions about why Boris Johnson was there. Why was an invitation extended to him? Why did he decide that was the place to be rather than representing his constituents back in England? And of course, it's already been being speculated that Boris Johnson may well seek to change constituencies before the next general election, because when there is another general election, his existing constituency is unlikely to return a Conservative. So Johnson could be out of a job. So, I mean, is that part of the stuff that's going on in the background as Boris Johnson is parachuted into a safe seat to save him? Otherwise, come 2024, he literally vanishes from the Westminster political scene. You know, the thing is, all the people in charge, they're all frauds, all of them. Boris Johnson's a fraud, Rishi Sunak's a fraud, Keir Starmer's a fraud, they're all frauds. None of them have your best interests in heart or mine. I think they have all been bought and paid for already. I think a lot of them are linked into the World Economic Forum. I think it's World Economic Forum interests that they're predominantly interested in advancing. They don't care about your freedom. They don't care about your bodily autonomy. They don't care about anything other than power. And that's why Johnson, I think, continues to operate as if he was still prime minister when he's not. He shouldn't have been at Davos. He shouldn't be going to Kiev. And yet he does. And the media seems to just love it. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Thanks for listening.